אנחנו קוראים
בספר We're reading from the study of the 10 Sefirot, volume 1, part 3, page 117 Hebrew, הסתכלות פנימית, chapter 4. You can send us your questions to kav.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Chapter 4 explains the 10 Sefirot that emerge one above the other, containing two issues. One, each 100 sefirot that emerge by zivug da'aka at an equal level are regarded as merely one sefira. Two, the 10 sefirot of equal level emerge from a single zivug da'aka, and the 10 sefirot that emerge one above the other emerge from 5 zivugim da'aka. Five levels of Eser Sefirot come from the five Bechinot of Aviut, coarseness, one above the other, through his Dakhut, purification. Item 1. We shall now explain the 10 Sefirot that emerge one above the other. Know that because of the five Bechinot in the above Kli, the Malchut, five Bechinot emerge by that Zivug Dehaka'ah, one above the other. It is due to the Hizdakhut, purification of the Masach, and its entrance in the above five Bechinot of Aviut in Kli de Malchut. When the Masach is in full Aviut, in Kli Malchut, called Aviut de Bechina Daled, five Bechinot are found in the reflected from her. Therefore, they clothe all five Bechinot de Or Yashar. However, if the Aviyu de Bechina Daled is purified, the Or Chozer reflected by it is too short to clothe Bechinat Keter de Or Yashar, for it has only four Bechinot. This matter is already explained sufficiently in Istaklut Pnimit. Learn it there, and there is no need to elaborate here. Item 2. You should know that any expansion of Zivug Daka according to the order of degrees of five Bechinut of Yut in the Masach, even though every expansion has 100 sefirot, which are 10 sefirot in length and 10 sefirot in width, anyway, they are regarded only as one sefira, meaning only after the name of the upper sefira in him. If the upper one is Keter, they're all called Keter. If his degree is the sefira of Chokhmah, they're all called Chokhmah, and so on, similarly. 3. Thus, these five levels that emerge because of the Hizdakhut of the Masach, one above the other, from the level of Keter to the level of Malchut, are regarded as merely five Sefirot Kachabtum. Although each of the levels has 10 Sefirot lengthwise, and 10 sefirot thick-wise, still, because all these 100 sefirot are on the same level, they are regarded as a single sefira, named after the highest. Item 4. You can therefore see the great difference between the 10 sefirot of equal level and the 10 sefirot one above the other. The 10 sefirot of equal level emerge from a single zivug de'aka'ah and are all regarded as a single sefira. However, the 10 sefirot kachabtum emerging one above the other emerge by five zivugim de'aka'a, because the Masach purifies gradually from Bechina Daled to Bechina Gimel, etc., to the Shoresh. Each of them contains 10 sefirot lengthwise and 10 sefirot thickwise at an even level. Hence, these five levels are regarded merely as kachab tum, one above the other. after the highest sefirot in these five levels. Thus, we have explained the great differences between the five kinds of ten sefirot, namely, ten sefirot de Or Yashar, as they are in and of themselves, and ten sefirot de Or Yashar and Or Chozer, whose level is equal, ten sefirot de Neran Chai, ten sefirot Shangela, ten sefirot, one above the other.
We count everything according to the Zivug Daka. If there is one Zivug Daka, it doesn't matter how many come out of it, it's always considered one Sfira. Now, we say that at the Rosh of the Parzuf we have one Zivug Daka. Over any Neran Chai, Kachab Zon, one Zivug Daka. Of course, it includes all details that exist in that zivug, but when the parzuf begins to purify, there are five different kinds of zivugei daka, plural for zivug daka. And there are other things too that we'll scrutinize later.
Chapter 5 explains 10 Sefirot, Derosh, and Toch emerging one below the other, containing five issues.
We're trying to study together.
One, Parzuf means a complete degree, containing three times 10 Sefirot, Rosh, Toch, Sof. Two, Eser Sfirot de Rosh are but shorashim, roots for the kelim, as the aviut, the coarseness of the masach, cannot ascend from below upward. 3. After the Or Chozer descends and expands to 10 sefirot from above downward to the tabur, it creates 10 sefirot of complete kelim, called Eser Sfirot de Toch. 4. Malchut de Rosh is called Peh. Malchut de Guf is called Tabu. 1. Now we shall explain the 10 sefirot that emerge one below the other, which are 5 Patsufim, Arich Anpin, Abba, Ima, Zer Anpin, and Nukva. We shall first explain the difference between a sefira and a Patsuf, which is indeed a great difference. A sefira is either a single bechina of Or Yashar or 10 sefirot clothed in Or Chozer at an equal level. A parzuf, however, is a complete degree which ends for itself as complete kelim and is regarded as an end of the degree. Thus, each parzuf must have three specific bechinot of 10 sefirot. 10 sefirot of Rosh, 10 sefirot of Toch, and 10 sefirot of Sof.
We listen. The main thing is that we're together, and we'd like for the Or Machzir Lamutav for it to come and connect us to what we're studying, for it to clear up in us. So we're in spiritual work. We're not studying like in the university.
Adam 2. The Or Chozer that ascends from the Zivug Dahaka'a from below upward is but roots to the Kelim, but not kelit, complete Kelim. There are 10 Sefirot Derosh. The issue of the Parzuf has been explained here in the words of the Ari, but in order to understand it thoroughly, I must elaborate here. You already know that from the Tzimtzum downward, Malchut stopped being a kli for reception of Or Ein Sof. Instead, the Or Chozer, the reflected light that ascends from her, becomes the vessel of reception instead. It has also been explained that the Ochozer that rises from Malchut upward is not regarded as a complete vessels of reception, but are only regarded as Shorashim, roots for the Kelim. It is so because the force of the Masach and the Aviyut in Kli Malchut cannot rise from the place of Malchut upward even a bit. Only afterwards, when the Ochozer descends and expands the Kli of Malchut into 10 Sefirot from her and within her, from above downward, are the Kelim completed. Study there, for here is not the place to elaborate.
Item
3. The Or Chozer, reflected light that expands from Malchut downward, makes the Kelim for the Toch, for the inside of the Patsuf. According to the above, it is thoroughly understood that the 10 Sefirot must expand for Zivug de Haka'a first, in order to raise 10 Sefirot, the Or Chozer, to clothe the Or Yashar, direct light, as Shorashim of the, for the Kelim. These 10 Sefirot clothed by the ascending Or Chozer from below upward are called 10 Sefirot de Rosh. It means that they are a beginning for the Kelim, merely roots. In order to complete the Kelim, the Or Chozer must come down and expand from Malchut downward with the entire degree of Or Yashar, direct light, that clothes the Rosh from Malchut upward. It is by that Hitpashtut, expansion, that the Kelim are made and completed. This Hitpashtut is called Guf, or the Toch of the Partzuf, as the Ari explained.
Meaning that after we have the Haka'a on the Or Elyon, and I build the Rosh, and wanting to get to know the host, what does he want to give, why, what for, what kind of forces do I have to receive or not to receive, under what conditions, why do I connect to him, why do I want to receive from him, not because it feels good and pleasant, but it has to be above this calculation. So, accordingly, as I've built my attitude toward the host and I've measured how much can I receive in order to bestow, these are all roots of the Kelim, and so I start receiving that which was decided in the Rosh into the Toch, meaning into those very Kelim, only that now I discover in them a pleasure with the intention in order to bestow. Meaning that the Rosh is actually the calculation for everything else that I do in the Guf. Good. Everyone understands. Great.
Item 4. 10 Sefirot de Rosh are called Histaklut, and the 10 Sefirot de Toch are called Hitpashtut. Malchut de Rosh is called Peh, and Malchut de Guf is called Tabur. Now we have thoroughly clarified the necessity of the 10 Sefirot de Rosh and 10 Sefirot de Guf, which must be in every Partzuf. It is so because we first need a Zivug de Haka'a in order to manifest the Or Chozer as 10 Sefirot that function as roots for the Kelim. When they expand from Malchut downward, the 10 Sefirot emerge as complete Kelim, called Guf or Eser Sefirot de Toch. You should also know that the Ari refers to the Zivug de Haka'a that raises the Or Chozer from Malchut upward as 10 Sefirot de Rosh, is called in the words of Deri as Histaklut. The Ari calls the 10 Sefirot de Guf that descend from Malchut de Rosh downward Hitpashtut, expansion. You should also know that Malchut de Rosh is called Peh, and Malchut de Guf Tabur, or Malchut, the Malchut, the Rosh.
Shilot.
Questions? Yeah.
What is Or, the descending Or Chozer?
You did not study? We have the Rosh. The Zivug Daka in the Rosh comes down. Down to here, suppose. This is the tabur. The or comes down here. This is called ta'amim. Yes or no? Here we have bitush, pnim, umakif. All the surplus light that was not received puts pressure wanting to go in. Sorry, Or Makif. Here it's Or Pnimi. Ta'amim is Or Pnimi. Right? And then, from the Zivug De'aka that we have here, this Zivug is called Bitush. And bitushet literally means friction. And then this all returns to its root. As it came down through the five levels of Shorosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled, this is how it goes back up through these 5 degrees. But when it ascends, on every degree that it ascends on, it goes into a zivug daka, into a ka, striking. What happens here is that all that exists here, suppose it reached a certain degree, so here you have zivug daka, and then the all that existed in the Zivug Daka comes down to the previous place, falls into the previous degree, This is called the Or Achozer that descends, Hayorid. And then here it meets with the Rishimo and strikes the Rishimo and enters the Rishimo, and the all that was there before goes out as tagin on the otiyot. Otiyot meaning letters. And this is as long as the Zivug Daka is here on this level, and then the relationship between the degrees is as it is. When it shifts to a higher degree, the Zivug Daka, and it takes place on this degree, then this comes down to the degree that's below it and performs the same action. And here everything goes back to the shape or the form it had before. You never heard about this? You did. Okay. This is very important because from these frictions of going in, going out, degrees, from this we get the scrutinies. Actually, the entire inner feeling comes from this. Not from receiving, but as a result of it leaving, and because it gradually leaves, I start discerning what happened, what the entire structure, the entire kli is shaped or formed stabilized as a result of the exit of the Orot from it. And in the exit of the Orot from the Kli, there are different things, why, what, how, and it builds a Kli for the future, for the Itpashtut Bet, suppose. If it's Galgalta, then it builds a Kli for the Ab, and the Galgalta itself, it feels no use in it. Afterwards, in the Ab, when the Orot come in the Ab, we already have Dalet and Gimel. When the Dalet goes into the Gimel, and then there is a special connection between them, then I start feeling what can, what can't be, what's higher, and so on. The feelings built out of the gaps, the difference, and this is why it's called Kelim, plural for Kli. Te'amim nekudot tagin otiyot, and the otiyot at the end, they're called Kelim. Let's go.
Chapter 6 thoroughly explains the issue of 10 sefirot de toch being kachab tub that emerge one above the other, containing four issues. 1. Histaklut Aleph is in Ped de Rosh to create the shorashim, the roots for the kelim. Histaklut Bet is in Tabur to make the complete kelim. 2. Although we need the most av kli for the hamshacha, extension of the degree, still the or that is drawn by that aviut close the more zach kli. 3. When Kli de Bechinat Daled had been purified, Kli de Malchut was completed. It is so because with respect to the Hitlapshut, Bechinat Daled is regarded as Malchut. And when Bechina Gimel purified, Kli Zeranpin was completed. 4. After the five Kelim, Kachab Tum, had been purified and imprinted one above the other, the Or returned and clothed them once again. Item 1. Elaborate explanation for the 10 Sefirot de Toch that emerge one above the other. These words are also brought in the words of the Ari in Etz Chaim. He ends it there with these words. But the Kelim to the Guf, which are Zat, still do not have this power in the Re'iyah to hit the Nefesh of Nefesh herself. By Histaklut Bet, from below upward, which are the Or of Akudim and the Or of the Ain, the Or returned and clothed Zat. Item 2. Why is Histaklut Bet necessary for the Kelim? In these words of the Ari, you see how he elaborates and makes the precision that a second histaklut is needed in Kelim de Guf, besides the histaklut in the Rosh. It is so because they need two bechinot of Orot, being Or Akudim and Or Ain. We should seemingly ask, why was the hitpashtut of 10 sefirot, the Or Chozer, from Malchut downward, to produce 10 sefirot de guf, not enough. But a second histaklut was needed. Item 3. Only one level,
which is in the Pederosh,
of 10 sefirot emerge in histaklut Aleph. In histaklut Bet, five levels from five zivugim emerge, one above the other. We learn from the aforesaid that the 10 sefirot that emerge at once by zivug daka
in the pederosh
of equal level are regarded as but one sefira. It means that they are named after the uppermost sefira in that level. Thus, by the first histaklut that raised the Or Chozer from Malchut upward to the 10 Sefirot de Rosh at an equal level, and also by their Hitpashtut expansion from Malchut downward, 10 Sefirot of the Guf emerge here, on a single level. However, here there is still only one Sefirah in the Rosh and a Sefirah in the Guf. Also, you already know that a degree is not completed with less than 10 Sefirot. For this reason, we need a second Histaklut. Through the second Histaklut, emerge 10 complete Sefirot, being 5 levels Kachabtum, one above the other, by 5 Zivugim Dehaka'a, that come as a result of the Histaklut of the Masach.
Meaning in the Rosh, we have one Zivug, there's one Sefira that extends, even though that it's 10 Sefirot, but it's considered one Sefira, meaning we count the numbers of the Sefirot according to the number of the Zivugim, multiple for Zivug. And therefore in the Te'amim, we just have one Sefira.
Adam 4. Regarding itlapshut of the Oot in the Kilim, the more Zach, the purest, closes a greater O. Know that these above five levels that emerge in the Guf by Histaklut Bet emerge from below upward. First, Malchut emerges, then Zer Anpin, then Bina, and Keter above all. The reason is, as written in Or Pnimi, that although we need a more Av Kli for the entrance of the more important level, still, the Or drawn by that Av Yud cannot close there. It is so because the more important Or closes in the more Zach Kli. Hence, although Bechinat Dalet of Kli de Malchut extends the more important Or, meaning the level of Keter, Or Keter cannot close that Kli Malchut de Bechinat Dalet, but only as Kli Malchut that is completely purified from any Aviyut, meaning after it becomes Azach as Bechinat Shoresh. Similarly, the rest.
Meaning there is the Kli for the drawing that's in accordance with the Ofiyut and the Kli of Bestow according to the Zakut. Therefore, we have a problem because suddenly we find ourselves in a kind of down, boom, everything's black, darkness, we don't understand, we don't feel, everything's dark. Yeah, Gershon. Nah, don't worry. It'll be worse. It'll be more and more. There'll be more and more of it. And suddenly, when you wake up, everything's shining, everything's great. This is what I want to be. This is how I want to be. A person doesn't understand that what he just attained is at the expense of his descent and only. And you have to tie the two together. You have to link them. A person has to thank for the darkness, bless for the darkness as for the light. And then he ties the two together, but this is above reason, where they're connected together and they become a paltzuf. And then there's a kli for the revelation of the darkness and a kli for the revelation of the all. Aviyut and Zakut. Go ahead.
Adam 5. The Kelim emerged one above the other from Malchut to Kli de Keter. It therefore turns out that after Malchut had been purified from Bechinat Daled to Bechinat Gimel, Kli de Bechinat Daled remained without Or. Kli de Malchut that is suitable for the lower Or, meaning that which is called Or Nefesh, was formed from that. After that, she was purified from Bechina Gimel to Bechina Bet, and Kli Malchut de Bechina Gimel was left without Or as well. That formed Kli de Zer Anpin, suitable for Or Ruach, which is higher than Or Nefesh by 1 degree. Then, when she had been purified from Bechina Bet to Bechina Aleph, Bechina Bet too was left without Or, thus forming Kli de Bina, suitable for Or Neshama. Then, when she'd been purified from Bechina Aleph to Bechina Choresh, and Bechina Aleph of Malchut was left without Or too, Kli Chochma was formed, suitable for Or Chaya. Bechinat Shoresh of Malchut is suitable for Or Keter, called Or Yechida. After these five Kelim, Kachab, Zer Anpin, and Malchut were formed one above the other, the Or Elyon, the upper light, returned and closed them.
Ken.
Yeah.
Why in above reason, or what does it mean that above reason the two states, the Kli for darkness and Kli for light, are in one Partsuf and not in different times, meaning different states?
Wait a second. The process is a process. You can't say that you have, that it happens at the same time. There is a cause and there is the consequence. What? Tanta can come out all at once?
So what does it mean that it is a single partsuf?
Usually, one p'china comes out on one zivug daka. When we have one zivug daka at the pederosh, after I examine who's the host, who am I, what conditions or don't, or what conditions do I have or don't have, what can I do or can't do, I make the zivug daka calculation. That's that. I receive in order to bestow. This is everything that spreads from the pe down to tabu. It's called one sfira, keter.
Earlier you say before that in above reason you can connect together the Kli for darkness and Kli for light.
Yeah, but it's not all at once. Meaning that there's no one without the other. How can I reach the light if before that I didn't discover the darkness? Therefore, our entire expansion doesn't come from above, from Ein Sof. There, it's not from the Chisaron. There, it comes from the desire to identify. We develop from darkness to light, from Choshech to Or.
So when a person is within reason, he can also theoretically understand that the process is comprised from darkness and light, and that there's no light without darkness and darkness without light.
But if you know that the darkness is coming, then because it comes from a higher degree.
So what does it mean that in faith above reason, also in the state of darkness, a person can connect it?
Now I understand. This is if you're integrated in the group. If in utter darkness you want to feel sure, you want to feel safe, that I'm in light, that I'm in, how to say, an understanding, recognition, I agree, I want, even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear, for you are with me. This is as long as I'm in adhesion with the group.
So again, is it in the same time or
at the that very time that I'm in the darkness, that the darkness shall shine as light?
So how can it be that in the same time there are two different kelim? On the one hand, you feel darkness. On the other hand, you feel...
These are really different kelim. This is my private kli, and this is the kli of society. When I'm integrated in society, I don't lose my kli. There is a difference between the two.
How can you understand that there are two different kelim?
Particular in general. Particular in general. It doesn't disappear because the particular can change in accordance with what I receive from above, and the general changes to the extent to which I'm adhered and work with them. My free choice is in my work with the group and what I get from the Creator. I have no control over that. Suppose today, During the day, I can have 20, 30 different states. I do not determine anything. I can't determine anything. And we know from one state to the next, suddenly it's like this, suddenly it's like that. I'm like thrown around like a little child. He's happy, he's crying. What can I do? Just to adhere myself to the environment and there to find all the, how do you call it, the rope that's thrown to me and things like that. A person cannot save himself from prison. Only the friends can. The Creator will force us to work, just so you'll know. Thank God, we're getting some really good treatment.
And what does it mean that he writes here that only after it is completely purified, then there is this taklut bet
to the pederosh?
It's not like you drew that every time a b'china rises, there is an entrance of the descending or chozer.
Yes, but these zivugim, they also happen in the pederosh. They don't happen on a higher degree and higher. It's all in all a masach. It's a feeling vessel. But the calculation is done nonetheless in the pederosh.
But how should we understand it? First, there is purification of all the b'chinot and then the entrance of the light?
No. On each and every b'china, not on all the b'chinot. Soon, we'll study this. When it ascends from b'china to b'china, especially, we can find it in istaklut pnimit. Fourth part, he'll explain it all. Anything that you want to solve correctly, go to the group. Don't be smart. Whatever you can do, do with them. And against the burdening of the heart that you get, you'll see the gap between them, and there you will have the scrutinies. Yeah.
We are in item 6.
So you understand, Vlad? No. Then ask. Go ahead. In the past, I used to get medicine. Now he gets it.
I don't understand. How can light be above darkness plus, cancels the minus?
Never cancels because we don't have the kli. But in the spiritual kli, the O and the Choshech, they work together and support each other because the light shines from within the darkness. If the darkness disappears, you won't feel the light. But what is the darkness? Separation. What is the light? Unity. These are completely different things than what you depict right now as O and Choshech. You're saying, O, I'm calm. My ego is calm down, is calm. I can rest. My beast can rest. It can enjoy itself. This is the all.
This is how we feel.
So switch your definitions.
But in order to switch them, I need to feel it somewhere.
No. You'll try and change these definitions, because otherwise it won't happen. What you want to do is exchange a donkey for a cow.
So what does it mean forcefully? Where?
In the group, to integrate in the group, when I feel bad. In this, I'm trying to acquire new kelim that are above reason. Lemala me'adat.
So let's say, every person in life gets all kinds of disturbances and all kinds of bad things, and then he feels that he's included in it, that it is difficult for him. How from that he discovers that place where the light exceeds darkness?
He goes into society and prays. It's called Tfilah Bebinyan.
What does it mean to enter the society?
That is integrated with them, tries to integrate with them, and pray for them. It's called in a minyan.
How, as you said, to constantly be in the increasing spiritual education.
Everything that I feel in every given moment, it is the Creator educating me.
And from that, I have to take that. I enter a spiritual kli, which is the society. How do I go in there?
if you put yourself in. You go in.
It depends on the person.
Yes, up to you.
So to forcefully decide,
whatever problem comes my way, it doesn't matter. I want to solve it by being more adhered to my environment, because in there, there's the Creator.
And what do I want to do there?
I want to integrate in it. I want to go in there. Then I'm saved from all the problems.
Ken.
Is it real? Is it tangible?
It's not a lie. All the problems come from there. All the problems are a result of not being adhered enough to the environment, to the group, to the ten. This is what all the problems come from. Because inside there, there's the Creator. Inside of them, there's the Creator. Stop being stubborn. Start carrying this action out as if you're stupid. I don't know. The Kabbalists, they say so, so this is what I do. If there's none else besides him, what else is there left to do? I'll ask, but... Oh, you there. Focus group still.
We're a 10 and the light is working on us. We're praying, we're asking something together. So how does it operate? According to general law or according to the Reshimot of everyone or according to everyone's qualities? How does the light operate when we're asking for something together in the 10? What does everyone feel?
How does the light work when we're included in the 10? I can't say. It's very... It really depends on the state a person's in. Imagine that a person wants to integrate in the 10. Also, I don't know, why does he want it? What's his goal? To be saved from the blows or to adhere with the Creator and say, thank you very much for the blow, that by this you're pushing me closer to you, and so on. There are many details here.
In general,
for sure, it brings closer to him. There is no better action, more beautiful action than when a person feels a blow and understands that it is an invitation to rise further up. It's an invitation.
Thank you.
Oh, go ahead, ask.
Many times you feel that you encounter some corporal problem and you're stuck with it, and then you are reminded of the group, but you feel it's not convenient for you to go with it to the group. You want to solve your corporal problem and you go to the group.
You don't have to go. You just have to take it into consideration. You don't have to tell them anything.
But what did you do then? Okay, you went to the spiritual group with your corporal problem?
No, you have to keep solving the problem also on the corporeal level. That too. But along with it. It's a must. On this level and on that level together.
But... it doesn't feel convenient to...
It's not that it's inconvenient. It's one system. Why are you dividing it into two systems? Only for you, they're divided into two. But they come from one source. The Creator arranges both this one and also that one for you. What does Bala Sulam say? A father tells the boss at work, give my son a hard time at work, because otherwise he doesn't want to go and study. He'll remain here as a simple worker. till the very end. I want for him to go and study, for him to get a profession, to be respected, and so on. So give him a hard time.
Many times you have this feeling that I don't want to bring my you feel disgusted from bringing your corporal problems, and I have a problem in my bank account.
If you'll advance, you'll see that there's no difference between all the problems. Everything comes from the Creator. All the will to receive, all the different things, they all come from Him, and He arranges everything in accordance with how to educate a person and connect him with the environment. You want to change the style, let's call it, the style of the way that the Creator influences you, connect more than the upper light that brings you darkness, will bring you darkness through the environment where you're trying to connect more through the group, and then your awakenings will be more spiritual, essential. This is in accordance with the measure to which you'll try to be together. In connection, under pressure, this is how it is. Well, Moshe.
We're on page 173 in Hebrew, Adam 6. The opposite value between the Hamshacha, the extension of the Orot, and the Hitlapshut, closing of the Orot in the Kelim, that in Hamshacha, extension, the more Av is more important. With the Hitlapshut, the more Zach is more important. Zivug Da'aka on Masach de Bchina Daled produces 10 Sefirot on the level of Keter and in Or Yechida. Also, when a part of Aviut, coarseness, the Bechinat Dalet is purified from Malchut, the level of Keter disappears from there. However, that part of Malchut, the Bechinat Dalet, becomes only a Kli for Or Malchut, which is Nefesh. Also, a part of Aviut, the Bechinat Gimel, in Kli Malchut, produces the level of Chochmah in Or Chaya by the Zivug Dehaka'ah. When that part of Aviut, the Bchina Gimel, was purified from Malchut, the Koma, the degree of Chochma, disappears. However, that section of Malchut, the Bchina Gimel, became only a Kli for Or Zer Anpin, which is Ruach. Also, the part of Aviut, the Bchina Bet, Kli for Or Neshama, the part of Aviut, coarseness, the Bechina Aleph, Kli for Or Chaya, and her part that was purified to Bechinat Shoresh became a Kli for Or Yechida.
So it's clear, right? Opposite value, inverted value of lights and vessels, meaning the more coarse the Malchut is, the more it can receive the O of Nefesh. The pure, the Kli, it can receive the light of Yechida.
Adam 7. The 5 Kelim Kachabtum were made in Histaklut Bet. Thus, in Histaklut Bet, that is performed during the Hizdakhut, purification of the Masach, 5 Kelim emerge one above the other. First comes Malchut, then Zer Anpin, then Bina and Chochmah, and then Keter. Adam 8. The Ari wrote that by Histaklut Bet from below upward, which are Or Akudim and Or of the Ain, the Or Chozer returned and closed the Zat. He wishes to say by that Histaklut Bet during the purification of the Masach, it performs 4 Zivugim Daka from below upward. Thus, it produces the 10 Sefirot to close the Zat, meaning for the Or the Guf of the Partsuf called the Lower 7, as we'll explain next. Item 9. The 10 Sefirot that expand from Pe to Tabur are called Akudim, And the O that expands for Zivug Dehaka is called Histaklut. It is said that they are Or Akudim and Or Ain. It is so because the five parts of the above Malchut, standing from Malchut the Rosh to Malchut the Malchut, are called Akudim. It is so because all the Orot are Akudim, tied in one Kli, namely Malchut, as they are all parts of Malchut. The above Or that expands for Haka'a as Histaklut Bet is called Or De'ain.
No.
You want to ask? Go ahead. We're talking about two zivugim. The zivug in Peh Derosh, I can somehow understand it, because as he says here, it's on the light of Akudim. This is one yechida. But in the connection between us in the ten, I don't understand that the connection disappears.
No. We're talking about connection in the ten. That's it. Don't start with the itpashtut, izdakhut. No.
The more we are committed to each other, and the more we are connected to each other, we can discover the connection between us, right?
Let the all do it. What's up to us is to make the effort. To make the connection, it's up to the all.
What he explains here, that in this, the Kuti, the purification, the Kelim are made.
I don't tie it to the group. I don't know where it happens. You're looking for it now. We said that if we want to hasten our development, to improve our development, we have to get closer to each other in the group. That's it. But not that we should search for what's going on here between us.
Don't I have to feel what is written here?
No, you'll get confused. Neither in you nor between you is there any of these things that are written about here. It's above the Tzimtzum.
Tov. No.
I didn't understand what all these different zivugim are. What is the Or Yashar in everyone? What is the Or Chozer in every one of them? What? It's a different masach, or there's only masach, one masach in Peh Derosh?
A masach, there is only, exists only in Peh Derosh, but in its work and its different actions, it's in the goof of the Paltzuf, and therefore there are further results that come out of it. But the Masach is one, the Or Yashar, the desire to receive, the Masach between them, Zivug Derka, builds the Rosh, that spreads in the Paltzuf, and then you have different phenomena.
So Or Yashar, it's the same Or Yashar always.
Yeah.
The Masach is the Masach in Peh Derosh, always.
Yeah.
And all the discernments, what he calls complete Kelim, all this development from the roots of the Kelim to...
It's in the Paltzuf.
It's in the same Masach.
Yeah, but it divides, it changes. The Masach in the Peh Derosh is present and is constantly working in Zivug Daka. And the Masach that as a result of it exists in the Guf works in different ways.
So there is a different Masach in Guf.
Yeah. Because it adds to the Masach of Rosh. The Masach of Rosh only makes the Zivug Daka saying, I want this in order to bestow. But afterwards, there's different phenomena in the Ba, in the Guf. I've received these Tamim, those Tamim, such pressure, different kind of pressure from the Tamim and from this and from that, and then you have additional scrutinies.
And in Istaklut Bet, we're talking about the Masach of Guf,
yeah,
the second day.
Yeah. Because the Masach de Guf is impressed by the actions that take place in the Toch, and therefore prepares itself for the birth of the following Piltzuf. Yes, Moshe.
Didn't understand in the beginning of chapter 4 when he's talking about dimensions. What is dimension in spirituality? Lengthwise, thickwise?
This is something that we're still not studying. Usually it's all with regard to the will to receive. Ovi is according to the oviut of the Peltzuf. And in length, it's because everything's integrated of the four chinot. Doesn't matter in what way, in what form, it's always included of four, no more and no less. And therefore, this is how we build it. Now, he also says that in every sfira, there are 10 sfirot. So, we're not getting into these kinds of scrutinies.
What is dimension in spirituality, Meimad?
I see it as istaklut in berur, that I can scrutinize it one way or another way. We have igul, we have circle, triangle, area. We have many discernments. We have to somehow point out what the will to receive is. So this is how we express it. But again, this is regarding the oviut, and the oviut that is an act after the Tzimtzum Aleph that comes from Insof. After that, everything is included of four. Therefore, you can say one sfira, but it has 10 sfirot. You always have 10 sfirot in width. In thickness, it depends on the partzuf.
I was taught once that in order to study tests, a group gathers. No one understands what it is, but there is a remedy because everyone wants to understand. So the light works and we get a correction. Today, both Iran and Vlad ask questions and you told them, scrutinize it through the group. What changed in the study of tests? How can we scrutinize questions, things that no one understands in the group, in the 10.
Wait a second. Just a second. You're asking, can we, through the group, reach, can we understand tests? So this is a question. To the measure to which our mind and hearts are connected and are influencing each other, I think that you are already experienced enough that sometimes you don't feel like it, you feel down, and then your brain is also clogged. Tell me, what's the difference between your mood and your head? The mood is what you feel in your heart, and what you feel in your head, you feel in your head. To the contrary, when you ascend, you have a good, nice feeling. Accordingly, your brain opens up. You feel more lively and everything. So we see that there's a difference. There's a connection between these things. And therefore, we actually have to study our kelim, which are feeling vessels. But when we study that kli, we study it with our brain too.
But Itai asked something about how to understand few things in tests, and you told him, you're not there yet.
We're not there yet in order to scrutinize it verbally, because we don't feel the discernments. We don't feel them. So, therefore, we can go to the group, integrate there, and maybe get additional kelim in order to feel it. And then we'll understand. Still, there can never be stronger understanding than what you feel. You know, if it's just the intellect, he's called smart aleck.
So if it's in a group has the right intention, so a greater understanding will come as well.
Of course. The only thing we need is to feel. And when we feel, we understand what's going on. Intellect won't give us any advancement. Moving on to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
נטפס לו נממש את החיים מלא כבר הסערה נמאס להיות לבד אז בואו נתחבר ונשיר כאיש אחד נפרדנו בבבל ירדנו למצרים יזנו לגלות שנמשכה עד שנת 2000 עכשיו זהו הזמן עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיקר חיבור בין חברים Lai 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 צריך לעבוד רצון כדי לפוצץ את המחיצות נפרדנו בבבל, ירדנו למצרים יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000 עכשיו זהו הזמן, עכשיו אנו יודעים